Recording.
I just claimed host.
Okay, well. Well.
Now that was a flush. I will
that was interesting.
That
That's what the market's doing right now. Okay, so we should be there. We're starting. Welcome, everybody. It's Mike Stott with Your Coaching Matters, and we are thrilled that you are here with us today. Thank you for taking the time to be with us, and we know real estate's important to you. It's your livelihood, and that you get to provide a lot of service to people, and we are thrilled to be presenting this. Donna asked me a couple weeks ago to start doing research on what we see the market doing at the end of the summer 2018. So we're going to cover this right now and go right through it. The news is all negative. Realtor.com, I just took a screenshot. Mortgage rates tick down as more buyers choose the ways waited out. New home sales sink to a nine-month low as housing market wobbles. Existing home sales fell for the fourth straight month in July. And pending home sales slump as NAR warns activity has essentially stalled.
Mike, we're not seeing your screen anymore. Can you share your screen again?
Oh, man.
Just hit share screen, and you may have to...
Yeah, it's not that simple, because when you start... So I'm in Zoom, share, desktop
go.
To, why would it stop sharing?
There we go. Thanks.
Okay, well, but it's not showing the show right now.
You shared your desktop instead of your...
No, that's... Okay, so can you see my slideshow right now?
Yes, we can see it.
Okay, so here's all the news that I went through. Sorry for the technical glitch. And then the NAR warns activity has essentially stalled. And then we're getting in our local, is Sacramento real estate headed for a bust? Dr. Doom and other experts weigh in. And I just lost, can you still see my screen?
Nope.
I'm not touching anything. Host disabled attendee screen sharing. You did it, Donna.
Okay, I'll try it again.
I don't have my screen any longer.
All right, send me your PowerPoint.
No, honey, I'll try to move it over here. Can you see it now?
Nope.
Jeez. I don't know what you did. I'm going to exit the show. I apologize, everybody. Donna, what do you want me to do? Send you my PowerPoint?
That's what I want you to do.
If you just left me in charge, I would have been able to do it.
You're getting lots of support from everybody on the call. No worries, don't panic.
No, I just...
You two are so married. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, you should have it.
Thank you.
And I can't see where you are because...
I will get it opened here.
Okay. I can't see. Are you sharing anything, Donna?
Not yet.
Do you have it?
Yes, I have it. It's open.
Okay.
Give me a second. As soon as it opens. You can keep talking. I'll get it open and shared.
I can't see what you're sharing, so I can't know
well,
what
I'm
supposed to be
talking
about.
Starting to share it right now. Okay, we're on the first screen.
I can't see it yet. Okay, if you could go to the third screen, the fourth slide, and I am not seeing it nice at all. I'm seeing the slide of the slides still. The next one. Okay, and so on Sacramento headed, look at the headline, Dr. Doom and other experts weigh in. And it says, after 6 years of price increases, Sacramento real estate just hit a wall. Is it the summer doldrums or are home prices in for a fall? Real estate experts and economists are of mixed minds. Now, that's not what the headline says, but it's important to notice here. No one, however, is predicting a catastrophe like the one that happened here and everywhere starting in 2006, where home values in Sacramento plummeted 60%. Tens of thousands of over-leveraged owners lost their properties and new home construction went into deep hibernation. His answer to the bubble bursting question today is an emphatic no, 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 and by the way, no. Wouldn't that have been nice to have the headline? Next slide. Okay, so here's what we've seen in since June. I picked June 22nd because I took a listing on June 24th that in the previous 6 weeks, everything in its price range, which is about 100,000 more than our median price range for the area, everything was selling in 60 days, I mean in 30 days or less. I'm supposed to be getting an offer on that property after a tremendous amount of marketing, and it will have been on the market for over a year. It was listed with somebody else previous to me. I got them to see the reasoning on price. But here's what we're seeing, is under the median price is still selling like hotcakes. Under the median price is still selling. In our area, our median price is about 270. If things are priced below 300,000, they're selling fairly quickly. Anything over 400,000 has stalled to where it's actually a buyer's market. It's actually a buyer's market. Honey, they can't hear you. Or
if
I can't
you guys
hear
would
you.
Like to chat in, the price point that's selling yeah. hot in your market, I'd love to see it in the chat.
Jim is saying 300,000 homes are gone, 1 month supply at best, 500,000 plus lingering in Chicago suburbs. Okay.
Who
now,
else?
If you're in Southern California, it might be below 700,000 is selling like hotcakes,
all
and
right,
over
Karen
a million has slowed down.
200,000 and under are selling, Karen. Karen, what's your market? Michigan, here in the thumb of Michigan, it's under 200. Jim says there's something to do with the tax effect.
Right, with the change in being able to borrow, you know, on over $1 million
okay.
properties and getting
Karen's
the tax
in Baton Rouge, and Valerie is in Georgia like us, and Terry in San Diego says 550 and under is still hot in San Diego.
So, here's what we know is we need to start tracking the indicators in our market. Months of remaining inventory. Available rentals. Donna likes to watch available rentals. She says when the number of rentals go up, then that means the market has slowed. Okay. Price reductions. We just had a thing in NAR. It made front page news. We put it in the Monday news. The number of homes that had a price reduction in July was 14%, which was a significant increase over the month before and the year before in July, and other concessions starting to be offered. My favorite is I like to watch new home builders when they start offering 5% commission. 5% commission. Our own house, Donna and I are building a new house. It's supposed to be done in 2 weeks. Woo! And we had our house on the market. We had it appraised, and it didn't sell. We priced it. We ended up pricing it, you know, 5-6% under the appraised value, and then offering a 4% commission to the buyer's agent to generate an offer. And that combination of pricing it below the appraisal, 5% below the appraisal, and offering an additional commission generated a lot more activity on Zillow and in showings and in offers. And so look for those. Yes, we accepted an offer yesterday. So look for those in your market. Next slide, hon. And in fact, this is disheartening, but they haven't released the 2018 member profile in full yet, but the median gross income of real estate agents dropped 6% from 2017 to 2018. from 42,000 to 39,800. The number of transactions for realtors fell to 11, down from 12. And the median brokerage sales, blah, blah, blah. NAR attributed the drop in deals to ongoing shortages of homes for sale. Limited inventory continues to plague many housing markets in the United States. Year in a row, the difficulty finding the property has surpassed the difficulty in obtaining mortgage financing, as cited the most reason limiting potential clients. So, interesting number there. If you read this whole report, it will also show that the average agent in the business for less than 2 years made under $9,000 average income. Incredible. Next slide, hon. And in addition to all the bad news and the market slowing above a certain price range, we have to think about Compass Real Estate. Compass is opened in Atlanta. It's opened in several areas. They're buying stuff up. We have to worry about Redfin with their new revitalized commission plan. And EXP is in everybody's marketplace now. And Purple Bricks. Purple Bricks are selling things for a flat fee. And they have hundreds of millions of dollars of venture capital money backing them. Terry, I see you're on the call. Is Purple Bricks in your area yet? You're muted. No. Okay, she said no, they're not in your market area yet. But they'll list a house in Southern California for $39.95 and offer full service. And then we have our traditional discount brokers and the iBuyers. Anybody having, you know, their sellers thinking they can go to Open Door or any of those other iBuyers and get offers? What we're seeing is it's actually helping us, because the offers you're getting on a 440 house, they're netting less than $300,000 on the offers from Open Door and the others. And then we can't forget Godzilla, which is Trulia and Godzilla and everything else. So if we go to the next slide, hon.
I was just wondering if we might ask, what other competition are you guys seeing in your market? Yeah, why is EXP different than anything else?
Oh, because we have agents leaving Keller Williams to go to EXP and agents leaving RE/MAX to go to EXP, and EXP is doing the virtual office, and you know, it's something that's new and is taking off, and people are considering whether they should join EXP and stay where they are, and should, you know, they buy Zillow leads, et cetera, et cetera. Just something else for us to worry about, if that
Jenny
makes sense.
It says REX. I don't know what REX is. I haven't heard of that.
Me neither.
Okay.
But it's almost as if the end is near, and I should have put on the previous side artificial intelligence. Going to take over the role for real estate agent. If you look at the first 7 slides so far today, you can put artificial intelligence and technology.
How do you spell intelligence?
And then technology. Okay? I mean, technology is increasing. Although with technology, I'll tell sort of a funny story. Is I remember very clearly in 1984, we joined the ERA real estate franchise. My mother and my father had started a company, and we joined ERA because you were able to take the old-fashioned phone dial, put it into a coupler, and use a fax machine on that thermal paper that spun around and it burned. Anybody else old enough to remember the old thermal paper fax machine? Paul, you can raise your hand. I see you. And that was the biggest thing. And for about 10 years, 1984 to 1994, our board had vicious hour-long discussions and fights over whether fax signatures would be considered legal or not. Okay, that was technology back 1984 style. Now we're worried about Matterport and drone videos and what do we do to sell our listings and should we buy Zillow leads and all that other sort of stuff. There's a lot in technology. And we want you to know, with your Coaching Matters, we know that while it may feel like the end is near, It is not near. Next slide, honey. Okay. It's happening. For those of us that haven't been in real estate for longer than 15 years, all you might have known was a horrible market from 2006 to like 2011. And if you got into real estate after 2012, all you've known is an upward moving market. One of the advantages here at Your Coaching Matters is I've been licensed since 1980. Donna, you got licensed in 84, 86 or?
86.
86. So we've been in the market for the two of us through five or six market cycles. And I am not sure that we are actually at the end of our rising market. We may be 6 months to a year, depending on where you are in the country. But in some parts of the country, we have shifted. And we have shifted from a strong seller's market to a mild buyer's market. Okay? And as the market shifts, there is general confusion for 3 to 6 months with everybody. Because nobody knows what's going on. Buyers, sellers, journalists, lenders, and title people take about 2 quarters to get used to the new normal. One of my coaching clients, appraisers, good ad, Donna. One of my new coaching clients he's an attorney who owns a closing company. And when we were meeting, he actually said that the number of new opened contracts in July and August were 7 a day, down from 16 to 17 a day. Donna, somebody else started sharing. I can't hear you.
I'll get them turned off and share my screen again.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, don't click share screen if you're one of our participants. Thanks.
I still can't see the screen. Okay, so realize the worst time to be a real estate agent, is that sharing for everybody? I only see it on my small monitor.
I don't know how. So Lana, Michigan, if you could please not share your screen.
Can everybody see the It's Happening screen again?
No.
Okay,
no.
I'm going to have to just kick her off because she's declined my request. So... hold on a second. Apologize. Just talk about what's happening and I'll get it fixed.
Okay. Sellers are going to be shocked. So let's just use an example. If they bought a house in 2011 for $220,000 and it is now appreciated to $300,000, they're going to want to price the home at $310,000 or $320,000 because the market's moving up. Well, if the market is stalled, they shouldn't price it at $310,000. In fact, they should probably price it at $300,000 or $295,000 to make sure that the market hasn't shifted and make sure that they get the home sold. Okay? So sellers are going to be shocked. Just remember that. Who remembers besides me when we used to take a box of Kleenex on listing presentations? So that we can handle the people crying. Okay? Sellers are going to be shocked in a normal market. Every indication I've seen is that they think prices are going to go up, but they're talking 1 to 3%. 1 to 3%. So if you have a $300,000 house, whether it's worth $303,000 or $309,000, it's probably better to get it sold at $300,000 for many of your sellers. So get used to having to do a stronger pricing presentation. Buyers will want to see everything because there's more homes on the market. Buyers are going to want to see everything. So you're going to need to dust off the scripts of, we're going to look at 4 homes today. These are the 4 that I've picked out of the 12 that I think will be best for you. If you like one of them, we're going to write a market. It's just monkey mind. For those of you that are coaching clients, we do something called the playing field where that inner voice is called monkey mind. We don't need to add our monkey mind to theirs. Okay, that's all the bad news. The good news is in a time of confusion, and change. Clients need us more than ever to help guide them, not to make their decisions for them, but to provide them the best information, incredible service, and unthought of options so that they can make their own best decision regarding buying or selling real estate. That's a real win. And then we want to focus on the number of sales, not sales prices. I just stated most of the economists think the number of sales are going to continue to drop because of the lack of inventory, but prices may continue to rise. That's part of the reason for this general confusion. Sellers say, well, prices are still going up, but they don't realize that there's fewer buyers out there, especially if the interest rates are going to rise again. Donna, did you want to add something?
Well, we have a couple things in chat. Jim talked about when he went in full-time in 2006 and he adjusted by selling Fannie Mae foreclosures. So it's always an adjustment. It's always personal service because of the price. Real estate is always high risk. People always need their hand held. And the answer is to inform sellers to prepare
them. So here's an example.
Part of why we're here today is so that you can prepare your sellers.
Oh, yeah, we're getting into that. So, Jim, thanks for the lead-in. Next slide, hon. Okay, so I went back. Those of you that know me know I love numbers. So I went back to 1989, 20 years, ought to be pretty good, at the number of existing home sales. And then I did a percentage. Oh, you can't see this.
Hey, good, how you doing?
Okay, hon, I can't do anything because I'm not the host. Okay. I can hear somebody else talking.
Yeah, but I muted them right away.
Okay. Okay, so we tend to think the world is ending, nuclear explosion. But even in the worst real estate market of all time, greater than the Great Depression, we didn't drop much more than 20% a year in terms of number of sales. And that was only because if you look at 2005, 2004, 5, and 6, if you took out 2003, 4, 5, and 6, we didn't have more than 5 million sales a year generally. So those were the go-go years. That's when we had the junk funding. And if we got rid of those, and even if we included those, the average is about 4.782 million. This year, in the midst of everything, we're going to do about 4.9 million, or about average for the last 20 years. So this is part of a coaching model tool that we use called Look, See, Tell the Truth. So now we're looking and seeing that, hey, yes, the market does adjust, and we do have fewer sales, but it's not 50% fewer sales. It's not 100% fewer sales. If we looked at 2001, 2, and 3, we dropped from the mid 5 millions to the mid 4 millions, or we dropped about 20%. And that's what I'm predicting is going to happen over the next couple of years. We're going to drop from 5.5 million down to 4.5, 4.5, 4.6 million sales through the next market cycle. Next slide, honey. And then this is, I had to paste two graphs together. No, honey, I had to paste two graphs together. You.
Okay, it's back.
No, it isn't. Move it, please.
Off?
No, slide it to the right a little, to the right, and then up a little. Okay,
there.
Oh,
I see. Yeah, it wasn't looking like that on mine. Got it.
Okay, so what I found was the 30-year fixed rate through 2016, and then I had to do 2017 and 2018. If we look historically, over the last 30 years, look at what the interest rates have done. But we're worried that we're up to 4.66%, and we may go up to 4.75% with another interest rate increase. Okay. But historically, when we look at all those sales, all those years, we're making 4 million, 4 or 5 million sales a year. The interest rates were higher than they were now.
And can I point something out? When you're at your lowest interest rate, your prices are highest because people buy how much down and how much a month. That's what they buy, how much down and how much a month. So understand that the prices have to shift a little because the interest rates are coming up.
And the economists that I've met with and talked to say they're not worried about the interest rate affecting home sales until it gets above 6 or 6.5%. And we're still below 5%. Pretty exciting, isn't it? Okay, next slide. So remember our monkey mind. Monkey mind loves doubt, worry, and fear, and journalists write headlines designed to activate our monkey minds and the monkey minds of buyers and sellers. Oops. Okay, so I want you to ask yourself, am I letting my monkey mind stop me from doing what needs to be done, or am I willing to do whatever it takes? So here's an example of a monkey mind conversation. For sale by owners are all selling on their own, so I'm not going to call them. Or for sale by owners are all overpriced. Or expired listings expired for a reason. Or people aren't selling, the number of sales are down, so I'm not going to call my past clients or centers of influence. Anybody besides me ever have those monkey mind thoughts? Okay, so here's what I want you to concentrate on. The truth is, the market is always changing. It's always changing. The dance changes. Okay. Right now, when you're working with a buyer under 300,000, you got to run. It's a cha-cha or a polka. Okay. When we have more homes on the market for the buyer, you might have to do a waltz where you have to gracefully get them into the right home. So this is the cha-cha and the polka, and this is a waltz. Okay. It's always changing. The market has always changed. Donna and I have been involved in the market through 6 or 7 real estate changes, and we were always proactive in what we were doing. Next slide, hon. So here's the good thing, is if you focus on being a contribution, and if you focus on providing service, if you focus on providing unthought of options, and you focus on finding people who say they want to buy or sell, and you let them make their own best decisions, you're going to have success no matter what market we're in. So here's what we're suggesting that you focus on. Start finding people who buy investment properties in your area. It's time to stock up on smart real estate investors waiting for the downturn. Work with FSBOs. Either start working with FSBOs or increase your efforts with FSBOs, because I'm finding they're not selling as easily as they thought they would, and I'm getting into better conversations with them. If your markets had no expireds, get ready for expireds, because you have people that are going to list their homes for $750. It's really worth $710, and the buyers aren't buying anymore, and they're going to need you. As always, work on building your center or sphere of influence. The larger that group is, the less you have to worry about everything else. In fact, we have some clients that when they work on their relationship with just their centers of influence or their sphere of influence, they don't need to do any other form of prospecting. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay, work on saving. Well, let's talk about working on a relationship. Are you asking one additional question when you meet a for sale by owner or you meet somebody at an open house? Okay. I met a client at an open house on Saturday, and they were very standoffish. And they said, we have two other kids in the car. And I said, well, I'll be happy to watch them. No, they're fine. We just got a new puppy. And then I got them talking about their puppy, and it's a snickerdoodle lemmy something. And they brought it in and showed me the puppy, and we built a relationship, and it turns out they're writing an offer on that open house. Ask one additional question. Build a relationship. Okay, for those of you that have lived through some slower real estate markets, stockpile some cash. There's nothing worse than worrying about how you're going to make your car payment or your mortgage payment. Work hard. on for sale by owners or expireds or your sphere of influence, do an extra sale or two and put some money away. Then we're going to send you a special report with the recording of this. And it's earning the right to a price reduction. It is a complete 30-page booklet on how to service a listing. They're my ideas and Donna's ideas, and we've borrowed ideas from our top clients over the years. Take them and be prepared to have a listing for 3, 4, 5, 6 months again. And you're going to need to provide better service for them. And then you've got to focus on working with buyers who now have options that they didn't have. They're going to want to spend some more time, so you might want to get a buyer system for working with buyers. Okay, Donna, next
slide. So, Mike, can I mention three things here? We have an absentee owner program as one of our classes that I'm going to be doing before the end of the year. We also have a database course that's being completely rewritten and will be done before the end of the year. And we also have a buyer's course that you can take as an evergreen product. So if anybody wants to information on any of those courses.
We also have a FISBO and expired course. I didn't even think about that as I was putting this together.
So here you go. We have courses on a lot of these things. We'll go to the next slide.
Okay. So Seth Godin, one of our mentors, just is a brilliant guy. If you get nothing else out of this call, two things. One is sign up for Seth Godin's blog.
Free.
It's free. And the second thing is to look at reality of what's going on in your marketplace and prepare. But here's what Seth says. There's no such thing as a born salesperson. What there are is people with empathy and learned charisma who choose to work hard. If you show up and show up and show up and care enough to learn to connect, you'll have a skill for life. In the meantime, consider getting yourself hooked on 30 minutes a day of audio that trains you to sell. It takes a while, but it's learnable. Zig Ziglar, Anthony Iannarino, Dan Pink, Brian Tracy, Frank Betzer, Jill Conrath. I'll also add Tim Ferriss. I'll also add Robin Sharma. Anyone who will help you learn the long game, the generous long game. Okay. Donna and I are here. We've gone just a couple of minutes over the half hour. We'd like to be your coach and help you with your long game. You can go to yourcoachingmatters.com. You can look at our courses online there, or you could give me an email or a call. We have coaching programs that start at $28 a year, and we have some free options. And, of course, we have private coaching, too, along with the coaches. So it's been an honor and a privilege today. Donna, do you have anything you want to close with?
Thank you for being here for this special edition of Monday Mindset, and we look forward to, we hope that this made a big difference for you, and we would love to send you out that special report. So
thank you.
Keep in touch. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.